Blog Talk Radio. Show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is your host, Amat Ferguson. We've had some interesting things going on technically with the show. There were some technical issues going on. But needless to say, we are here live. We do apologize for the inconvenience. So what I want to do is, of course, Lace is about to call in a couple of minutes. I'm going to get into Jeremy. And you know what? Let's get into Mary Mary, God and Me. So we'll be back with your host, Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sound.
Welcome back to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and Poetic Lace. Yo, I'll just like to say, man, we just been having some difficult times here on our radio show. I don't know what happened, what's going on with our show today, but it's going down, and we're going to make it happen. You know, God is good regardless. So I just want to let you guys know that we're always here for you. So we have a caller online very, very, very soon. So what we're going to do is we're going to get back into another song. And one of my favorite songs here on the Covenant Cafe, the 213-2103. Let me get that right. And it's incredible. We're not going down because the devil is a liar. So we're making it happen here on the Covenant Cafe. So we're going to get into Incredible here on the Covenant Cafe on this Sunday.
So incredible. So incredible to me.
Stay. When it ends, what will you say? Engulfed in the fire, submerged by the flood, I'm nestled in your love. That's so incredible.
Because, man, we just, it's been a crazy, eventful situation with
yes.
with technical difficulties. It's all good. But
yes.
We're here. And I'm sorry we didn't open with our word of the day. Let's go ahead and get our word of the day. And we have two people.
We have a caller in right now. Is he on now?
Yes.
You see what I mean? We can bring him in and we can chop it up, you know, afterwards because, you know, we don't want to be rude. We don't want to be too rude.
Okay, let's get into these callers. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Caller.
Apologies, everyone.
Caller on line one, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we do apologize. Let me get this other guy here.
We got two of them at the same time?
Call online two, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I mean, how many people we have here on the line right now?
I'm here, too.
Awesome.
Okay, okay. Who's here? That's all right. Who's here first?
Okay, I'm fearless.
Ladies first. Who do we have on? What's your name, young lady?
My name is Faye Yancey. I'm Fearless Mom.
Well, first, on behalf of the D'Hour Show Network and the Covenant Cafe, we want to send out our dearest apologies about the technical difficulties that are going on in the studio. But we are up and running, and we are going to have a great time to the glory of God.
Absolutely. And then who else do we have?
I guess it's Fearless Mom, Faye Yancey.
Fearless, are you still there?
Yeah, it's your boy Fearless.
Okay. So we got everybody here. We, like I said, man, we cannot apologize enough. It's just been crazy. But needless to say, God is good and the devil is a liar. Now, Lacey's going to definitely do the interview, so let's go ahead and get that cracking. Because you've been so, so patient, we do appreciate it.
All right. Well, first and foremost, I actually know Fearless. I met him personally, been at events with him, and this is an awesome, awesome man of God. Driven in the faith, man. I can be talking for hours about this man's character alone. Going into the artistry, man, we're going to be talking for another day, a couple of days. So definitely, Miss Phyllis' mom, you did an awesome job raising him. Just to have you on, I'm humbly thankful that you would even grace us with your presence as well.
Amen. Glory be to God. It's nobody but God business. I remember when Phyllis, could I talk for a second? I don't have much time.
Yo, ma'am, y'all gave us so much love with your patience. Have at it.
I remember when Phyllis was like 15, 16. He always loved Snoop Dogg, and he was writing that music. And I used to find the papers, and I used to like, oh, I said, Lil Lonnie, it's Fearless. It's Lonnie. I call him Lil Lonnie. I said, boy, if I find the music right on the paper, and I said, boy, if you don't start writing for the Lord, So when he was at that age, that young age, at 15 to 16, I didn't understand. I was sowing all those seeds into his life. And now, as a young man writing music for Christ Jesus, and I just bless the Lord at all times because he is such a wonderful, blessed son to have in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Snoop Dogg fan, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right. We're going to get up some really good stuff during this interview. I like to do what we call a blind interview. And a blind interview, from my perspective, basically is I'm blind. I know nothing about you. I never met you. I never spoke to you, nor have the audience. We didn't promote. It's nothing. It's straight up brand new. So, for starters, who is Fearless?
Well, who is Fearless? Well, I go by the name of Fearless, you know, a.k.a. your boy Fearless, a.k.a. Lonnie Yancey, which is my government name. I was born and raised here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm a devoted husband, a father, a son, an uncle. You know, I'm an artist, a rapper, you know, minister of music. And overall, man, I'm a servant to the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful stuff. So we want to go deeper then. So Mom just told us that you're practically a Snoop Dogg fan. Or you were. I want to know, what led to you becoming an artist? What was that tug for you to say, you know what, I like this. This is something that I could possibly do. And then explain your transformation, not just from your mom kind of pulling on you or pouring into you, but that transformation from being, you know, Snoop Dogg will be secular. So crossing over to, you know what, my gift belongs to God. This is what it is.
Okay, well, you know, okay, at the young age, man, of what, 14, 15, 16, you know, I believe God, you know, put that passion of a rap inside of me, you mm-hmm. know, to pull me into my purpose for me to be a minister through music. My transformation came in 2007, you know, that's when God, you know, birthed the ministry that I have out of me. And I've been going hard ever since, man. You know, just going out to these different venues, you know, churches, you know, clubs, you know, wherever the Lord sends me, I'm showing up with boldness and I'm showing up with the gospel of Jesus Christ, man. Just encouraging the people that, hey, Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Hmm. Good stuff. Good stuff. So I want to go deeper now. You're going to all these venues, you're going to all these places, you're meeting different people. You were just at the Rhythm of Gospel Awards, you did your thing there. So you have an audience, you have fans, you have people that's looking at you like, wow, you know, God is doing stuff with him, but what about me? Who am I that God should use me? Dealing with the urban crowd, a lot of people feel that they see TV or they see people doing their thing and they think that that's out of reach for them. So with that being said, what is your testimony that God has brought you through that's so relatable to the people that you that causes you to boldly profess your faith, your stance in God? What has God delivered you from, brought you through? Just basically sharing your testimony, which would be encouraging to our listeners.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, growing up, man, you know, in Jacksonville, Florida, man, you know, I'm from the south side of town. And, you know, I mean, my environment, you know, coming up, man, was, you know, I mean, unfortunately, put it this way, I was raised up in a stable home, but, mm-hmm. you know, but the environment, you know, around me, you know, my friends, my peers, you know, they were, you know, selling drugs and, mm-hmm. you know, robbing, shooting, you know, just doing, you know, stuff, you know, based on, you know, what was surrounding us at that time. So, you know, just by me, you know, looking at how my friends were getting thrown in jail, you know, how my friends were, you know, were getting shot, you know, selling drugs, you know, getting thrown in back of police cars. I mean, that right there alone, you know, taught me, you know, how to not go that route. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I've had my trials and tribulations at a young age. You know, I mean, I've done my dirt. I mean, I've, you know, lived the lifestyle of being promiscuous, you know, smoking weed and, you know, just, you know, prideful. I mean, I've done my dirt, man, but it wasn't nothing but the grace of God, man, who brought me from all of that. And when he really showed me my purpose, when he really dealt with me, you know, concerning my purpose, man, you know, that's when I made that decision to just take heed of what God was showing me. And through my spirit, man, I would just, you know, just made the decision to follow God, man. And he pulled me this far, and it wasn't nothing but his mercy and grace, man.
Amen. Amen. And I'm glad that you shared your testimony. It's so crucial that we stop photoshopping our lives. And when I say photoshopping, it's like, you know, often we paint a pretty picture for people to see, not showing our blemishes. So then you have the real-life people. Real-life people have blemishes, have scars. They have things going on. And you have an audience that's looking at the perfect picture, and they're striving for something that's impossible. I want to be just like him. I want to be perfect just like him. But we're not perfect because we put up a Photoshop. We deceive the audience. And it's almost a trap for them as well. So I'm thankful that you shared your testimony. I mean, a lot of us have came from places, like I would tell my audience plenty of times, would tell the audience that, you know, we tried selling drugs, we tried doing this, we tried doing that, and it's not what's up. And you're not looking at a perfect figure, but you're looking at a new creature because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So continuing on, my next question for you is, you know, you're getting us excited about the music. You're getting us excited because we really want to hear what's going on. Can you tell us some background on what it's like to shine for God? What is the true meaning of shining for God?
Well, the true meaning of shining for God, I mean, you know, it says in his word, according to Matthew 5:16, you know, to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So shining from a biblical standpoint is just, you know, just basically, you know, obeying, you know, what God has told us to do, and that's, you know, to preach his gospel, you know, to compel men and women into the kingdom of heaven, you know, mm-hmm. just to go out here, man, and heal the sick, you know, just be a blessing, you know, and just serve God's people, you know. That's God's definition of shining. So I make it my business, man, that whatever I do, you know, whether it's rapping, ministering, you know, going to work, you know, raising my children, you know, just, you know, being a husband to my wife, I want to make sure that I'm shining, you know. I'm shining for God, and that, you know, he's getting all of the glory with everything that I'm doing. And prayerfully, you know, that I'll be that example to the people that's watching my life. You know,
Good stuff.
That's the definition of shining, man.
And talking about shining, can you tell us the background of the song, Can't Stop My Shine? It would be the same, or how would you explain this song?
Okay, well, Can't Stop My Shine is a song that, you know, God laid on my heart. You know, I mean, you know, we all go through trials, you know, tribulations, temptation. And, you know, I had some things that, you know, flared up in my life, you know, not too long ago, man, maybe a few months ago, man. Trials, tribulations, you know, temptation. It was like all of these things, you know, hitting me at once. And I was, you know, to the point where, you know, I was going to give up, man, bro. I was going to give up, man, you know, just being straightforward. It was just that bad. So when I got to that point, as I stopped God about the situations, you know, that I was facing, you know, he ministered this entire song to me and had me write it down on paper, you know, just to talk to the enemy. Because in the midst of everything I was going through, you best believe the enemy was in my ear, you know, telling me to give up, you know, telling me that, you know, God is not on my side, you know, God is not going to come through for you, man. You know, you see God is lying, you know, you see God hasn't come through for you yet, you know, just telling me all this foolishness, telling me all these lies. And it was at that point that God used this song to talk to the enemy, you know, let him know he can't stop my shine. Nothing or nobody that he uses is going to stop my shine. So that's how that song came about, man.
Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, no further ado, let's get into it. Fearless, Can't Stop My Shine. And I need you to – I know we had you waiting earlier, but the same time, and we'll come back to you after the song, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can't Stop My Shine here on the Covenant Cafe, Fearless.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So Jesus said here in the scripture for his people to shine. So ain't nothing and nobody gonna stop my shine.
They can't stop my shine, nothing or nobody, because it's my time, my season, my year, my grind, to glorify my Father who's in heaven when he rhymes. Yeah, yeah, they can't stop my shine, nothing or nobody, because it's my time, my season, my year, my grind, to glorify my Father who's in heaven when he rhymes. Yeah, yeah.
You can't stop my shine, nothing at nobody, because it's my time, my season, my year, my grind. To glorify my Father who's in heaven with these rhymes. He gave me the mind to write line after line. He gave me the power to get sight to the blind. I lay hands on the sick and watch sick. This decline, trying to be like Jesus, into water, into wine. God pressing fast forward, devil pressing on rewind. Trying to bring on that adversity to keep me from flying. You know Satan be lying in my ear every time, but I shoot at him with the word like I'll be shooting a nine. I'm spreading this gospel to them souls that are dying. Talking about the poor spirit broken up inside. I'm spreading this gospel to them souls that are dying. Talking about the poor spirit broken up inside. Yeah, yeah.
They can't stop my shine. Nothing at nobody, because it's my time. My season, my year, my grind. To glorify my Father who's in heaven with you. Yeah, yeah. You can't stop my shine, nothing at nobody, because it's my time, my season, my year, my grind. To glorify my Father who's in heaven with his rhymes. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like a city placed on a hill. You see my life, you see Christ, he's the real will. I stay shining for the kingdom, I ain't trying to chill. Steady racking up souls, cause it's God's will. I'm not in it for the racks and the meals. If that's the case, then I'll sell my soul for a record deal. This is my purpose, my calling to be fulfilled. And I'ma do what it takes if for me is killed. I rep Dirty Duval, known as Jacksonville. I love my city, but they need to stop the drug deals. Bullet shells hit the ground after the cap pills. Bodies landing cold blood from the 9 mil. The homeless looking for a shelter and a hot meal. The hospitals are full of people with that sick feel. That's why I'm out here, staying on the grind. And nothing or nobody gonna stop my shine. Yeah.
You can't stop my shine. Nothing or nobody, because it's my time. My season, my year, my grind. To grow up by my Father who's in heaven with his rhymes. Yeah. Yeah, you can't stop my shine, nothing or nobody, because it's my time, my season, my year, my grind. To glorify by my Father who's in heaven with his rhymes. Yeah.
Matthew 5:16, that's straight scripture. I pray you see the light and see the clear picture. If you're not shining for Christ, you just shining in vain. It doesn't matter if you have money and a fame. It doesn't matter if the whole world know your name. And you got platinum watches and well platinum chains. You're all in the videos with your six dames. A scene at the strip club where you're making it rain. You call that shining? Really, you're blinded. The devil has your fool, so please be reminded. He's only stealing your focus to keep you from peace, so he can take the phone here with the mark of the beast. You better beat this G-A-M-E, so you can turn and shine just like me. He tried to put my fire out, but he had to flee, cause the blood of Jesus covers me from head to feet. Yep.
You can't stop my shine, nothing or nobody, because it's my time, my season, my year, my grind. To grow up by my Father who's in heaven with his rhymes. Yeah. Yeah, you can't stop my shine, nothing or nobody, because it's my time, my season, my year, my grind. To glorify my Father who's in heaven with his rhymes. Yeah, yeah.
Man, that was pretty dope.
Yes, sir.
That was
pretty dope. Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Can't stop my shine.
You know, this got to be a part of the replay before we go off.
Yeah, we definitely going to play that again before we get off the air. Definitely. What's real about it is, it's like, because every artist has a style. You know, you have some that are just metaphoric all the way up, some who are the rhyme scheme, some who just talk, some who sing to you. You have different styles, and the fact is that it's so unique as far. This is straight to the point. This is what it is. You can't stop my shine. This is the stuff that we are doing and we are taught is wrong. The devil got us blinded. We think we shining, but truthfully, we are blinded. And it's so real. And it's, you understand what it's saying. This is what we hear. And so, you know, kudos and props. And I commend it, man. That's what's up, man. Stay encouraged and keep pressing, dog. Good start.
Praise God.
Good
Praise
start.
God.
So, now you got our attention. You got the listeners' attention. You got our attention. Now we want to know, where can we buy your music? Where can we support you? You got a Facebook fan page. You got a Twitter. Can we add you? How can we stay in touch with you? What's going on with Fearless? Because we are eagerly anticipating your presence musically.
Oh, man. You could pick up the single Can't Stop My Shine, you know, on all of the, you know, online retailers, you know, iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, you know, Spotify. You know, you can also pick up on Reverb Nation, you know, reverbnation.com/IamFearless. Hit me up on Facebook. My Facebook name is Lonnie, L-O-N-N-I-E, Fearless, F-E-A-R-L-E-S-S, Y-A-N-C-E-Y. And you can also follow me on Twitter at your boy Fearless, YABOYFEARLESS.
Good stuff, good stuff. Okay, well, do you have any events coming up? What's next to expect? If anybody's in the North Florida region or wherever you may be traveling, where are your shows at so we can know or we can make plans to come out and support?
Well, at the time, I have a few in the making, man. You know that still needs to be confirmed. But, you know, I mean, just follow me on Facebook because, you know, I'm constantly posting my shows. I'm constantly posting my whereabouts. So, you know, friend me on Facebook, you know, follow me on Facebook, and I'll definitely keep you all posted on, you know, on my upcoming events.
Awesome, awesome. Give them your Reverb Nation link again because that way it'll be also easy for those who don't have Facebook. They can come check out your event page.
Okay, my Reverb Nation page again is reverbnation.com/IAmFearless, F-E-A-R-L-E-S-S.
Awesome, awesome. Is Mom still there?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is Mom still here?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, Mom. How do you feel about rap music and gospel? This is definitely I hear a lot of people talking about how it's the church is adjusting to hip-hop being incorporated into Christian music. So what is your take about the rap game coming, crossing over into Christianity?
Well, when it's all about Christ Jesus, I'm all for it. Because that's the way we grow, where we learn about God and through his word, because that's what he wants us to do and be about his business. And I am just so proud of Fearless, my son, for Christ, dying for Christ.
Amen.
It's just such a blessing.
That's a double amen.
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 Yeah, that is a double amen because, you know what, I went to Liberty University. To make a long story short, I went to Liberty University, and it was actually during a time where gospel rap was actually on the rise, slow, and it was rarely accepted. I even had actually a gospel hip hop show. Like 2001, 2002 on an FM station, and it didn't work because no one was ready for that type of industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was more tradition. There's nothing wrong with that, but no one was different is coming about. No one wants to deal with different until different is accepted. But how are you going to get accepted if you don't go that fast?
Right.
And now it's larger than ever. So when I was doing it, it was pretty much before its time. You know, so I'd like to tell you, Fearless, you know, keep your head up, keep your grind, because your style is fly. I like it. It's really dope.
Hey, praise God. Praise God, man. Thank you for those words of encouragement, my brother.
Good stuff. So, Fearless and Mom, before we let you go, I have a $1 million question, and then I want some words of wisdom that the listeners can carry on for the rest of the week. So my $1 million question is, which one of you guys is the best fried chickener? Who can fry chicken the best out of you two?
Oh, man. Hey, my mama got that all day. I can't fry nothing, man. Nothing but bacon.
Amen.
Well, Mom, save me a plate because I'm going to make arrangements to slide through. Maybe not tonight, but maybe one of these Sundays because I do be hungry after church.
Hey, let Philly know, and I'm there. I'll have it fried up.
All right, now, I heard that. All the listeners out there in radio land, you heard it. Now, if I come to your house and you're like, I'm going to replay the show.
Hey, I'll make sure she
beats
your plate, man.
That's what it is. All right, so the last part is, Phyllis, what are some words of wisdom or anything that you would like to tell all the listeners out there that they should hold on to the course of the entire life, if anything? But what's some words of wisdom to share?
Hello?
Yeah, Phyllis?
Really?
Yeah, we can better hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to encourage the listeners, man, for those, who are going through a tough time right now, for those who are standing in line, believing God, for whatever to take place in their lives, I just want to encourage them that if it hasn't came to pass for you yet, that means God is still working. And while God is working, use this time to prepare yourselves.
Come on.
For the destination that God is wanting to take you in, or that destination that you're desiring to go in, according to what God has placed on your heart, according to your gifts, your talents, and your abilities. Be patient, wait on the Lord, because His timing is perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And Mom, do you have any words of wisdom for us?
Yes. All I want to say is just pick up that Bible, get into the Word, and read it, and keep reading it, and keep reading until God birthed in you what He birthed in my son, Phyllis. And I know that everything will be all right. In Jesus'
Come on.
Name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I turn you over to Lamont. That's my checklist.
That's pretty much it. You covered it on spot. But I'll just like to thank you for being patient as we go through trial today. But like I said, need to say we are able to hear your track. We hear your presence. Where you're coming from. And Mom as well. We definitely appreciate both of them. Definitely. Yeah. So we look forward to you to call it again and actually for our show go out. Before we end our show today, we're definitely going to go into that song again. We have to. It's going to be the replay for today.
Man,
so we definitely appreciate you. You definitely have a good evening.
Okay.
All right.
All right, y'all.
God bless. All
right. That was great.
Yeah, they were. Awesome. That's what's up.
It was weird because That has never happened. Like, the internet has never went out like that.
Yeah.
And for it to just go out within, 15 minutes of the show start, I'm like, really?
Right.
And then I would pick it up on my phone, and then I couldn't get it on my phone. I couldn't log into the show. It was crazy.
Mm.
But needless to say, God is good. It's not just a lie.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, since we had to jump into the show, we didn't get to open with the word. So, can we go ahead and open with that word still?
We definitely can. I'm glad you asked. So, our word comes from Matthew 7:21. And it reads, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So I want you to really catch what's really going on here. Everybody that says Jesus, God, glory, praise him, hallelujah, everybody who's saying that, they ain't going to heaven. The only ones who are really going are the ones who do the will of the Father. Let's take it just a step deeper, just a little bit deeper. In Amos, my pastor read this, and I love this too. In Amos, it said, can two walk together unless they are agreed? So, Lamont, you hear me? So, what's crucial about this whole thing is that though where are we at to be agreed?
Hello, this is Poetic Lace. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name, number, and a detailed message at the beep to guarantee a return phone call. If you are in need of an immediate response dealing with a business inquiry, please email me.
Ladies and gentlemen, definitely need to get into a word. Lace, are you there?
Hello.
Tolly, you on air?
Hello, Daddy. Daddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do apologize. Today has been a very interesting day. Technical difficulties throughout the show here. We definitely apologize for all the technical difficulties. We definitely need to get into a word so we can get this show together before this show goes off the air today. Lace, are you there?
That's all you can say, but it's all good. No, that's not all you can say. Glory to God. So,
wow.
Once again, getting into the word. The word comes from Matthew 7, verse 21, which says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now, this is Jesus talking. So, with that being said, let me explain this to you. So, everybody that says, praise Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, goes to church, thank you God, Jesus, Lord, Lord. Everybody who's just saying this, they ain't going to heaven. That doesn't guarantee a spot into heaven. But Jesus turns around and says, but he who does the will of the Father is the one that will be in heaven, that will get into heaven. So just take it deeper for understanding's sake. In Amos 3, this is something my pastor read today. In Amos 3, 1 through 3, hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Pastor Irvin Jones III, he really ripped it up today, discussing how you can't walk with someone that you're not in agreement with. So with that being said, how is it that we are in agreement with God? Well, we're in agreement with God when we follow his word, when we walk according to his ways, when we go by what the Bible says, not by what our imagination says, or not by what our hearts desire, because I even hear that all the time. My heart is just telling me I need to do this. That doesn't mean it's true because it's in your heart. Because I remember in high school, my heart, because of looking at my family situation, my heart said I need to get money any means necessary to provide. And that any means necessary was selling drugs. Now, was my heart telling me the right thing, was doing the right thing? It's in my heart to just go out there and hustle and get money. It's in my heart. Is my heart correct? Because my heart is telling me to kill people. My heart is saying to sell death to someone else so you can come up. Do illegal transactions so that my family can succeed. My heart is wrong. So your heart is not always correct. But the Bible is 100% correct. So tying all that together, the only way we are sure that you're going in there, like heaven, is by following the will of the Father, by serving him, by yielding your life to him. Doing all your works are unto his glory. Not none of the, I'm going to do me, but I praise God. Saying God is good ain't enough. It's not. And it's time that we stop falling into this imagination. And even so, let's just be real. Let's talk about some stuff in today's society or our community. Because like lately, there's been a lot of little things that's kind of frustrating me, us as people. I'm not going to say names or anything like that. So recently I performed at the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. This was Friday night. It was an awesome experience. It was an awesome experience because I got to see some things for what they really are. I'm really want to be very selective with my words. I want to tread softly. So in short, what I really learned was the importance of the standard. Us being Christians, whether you are a man of God, woman of God, apostle, prophet, evangelist, gospel artist, praise and worship, choir director, leader, whatever your position may be, us as people of God, we are the standards. We are the lights. We are the salt. This is what the Bible is telling us. So the world is looking to us as far as what is the standard of God. So if we're lackadaisical on carrying its weight, then what do you expect the world to be like? This is why we receive a harsh criticism, the harshest criticism, when we fall short the glory of God, because we are a standard. So with that being said, my time there, I kind of saw that if we're fornicating and we're doing things that's not of God, how is it that we feel that it's right for us to condemn people that aren't following the word, that's lost in the streets, when we're not holding the standard? So I say all that to say that you can see when somebody's not living that word. Mm-hmm. And the weight that I felt that night, I felt that it's time to dig deeper. It's time to make sure that you are grounded without a shadow of a doubt. Get those roots deeper. Seek God more. Go harder in the faith. Do better. Don't sleep on the gospel. Don't take it for granted. It's crazy. I was even listening on the radio. It's just so much that my mind that came from it. Like I said, it was a good experience, but my experience, not because I got a chance to perform in front of prestigious people or anything. It wasn't that. The experience, what it did for me, it opened my eyes to where there were a lot of artists there, a lot of artists. Some of them were pastors. Some were just artists. Some of them were prophets, some were just artists. Some were evangelists, some were just artists. Some were, you know, you get the picture. And with that being said, a lot of people in their songs said Jesus, 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 Lord, Lord, Lord. A lot of them said that stuff. But I can literally see that everybody wasn't walking it out. Literally see that, I'm not going to tell any stories or anything because I still respect the church and everybody that claims the church. And I still got love for it. So I don't want any listener to feel that it's a luxury to diss the church. It's not. I do not even respect a person that says, see, that's why I don't go to church, because look how church folk act. No, 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 no. If you know the definition of church, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be disrespecting it like that, because church literally means called out ones. So if you're part of a church, that means you are God's, because you're called out from whatever mess that you were in. So every time you diss the church, that means you're the opposite of the church. So that means you don't belong to him. So be cautious with your words. So I say that to say I'm not dissing and I'm not going to sell any stories or anything like that. But what I am going to say is that, like Jesus just quoted, everyone that says, Lord, 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 Jesus, 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 God, 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 Heavenly Father, we prophesied in your name, we worked in your name, I did music in your name, we did all this stuff in your name, they don't have a guaranteed spot in there. Because he's saying, I never knew you. You did your will using my name, but you didn't do my will in my name. You didn't get to know me. You didn't pray with me. We didn't have an intimate relationship. So I said to say, as far as our community goes, and when I say a community, y'all, I want y'all to know, I'm not talking about a black community. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about us as people, people of God. It's time for us to dig deeper. We have allowed our roots to loosen up. We are allowing non-believers to teach us how to worship. We don't stand firm on what the gospel is anymore. It's depressing, it's discouraging, and it's an offense. How is it that they put an X over Christ's name, and it's cool, Xmas. And then not only that, they just said, we ain't even gonna say Christmas no more. We're going to just say happy holidays. Now, Christmas, I'm not even going to get into that, how we're not supposed to make one day greater than any other day. So it's not a big deal. I'm not going to get into that. But just the fact that Christ is supposed to be Christmas, period. And the fact that we will allow them to take away any holiday. Easter. Easter is supposed to be about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what we stand on. But no, we allow them to talk about Easter bunnies and eggs and chocolate and M&Ms. We allow that. Halloween pops up. It's cool for people to dress like demons and vampires and all kind of stuff.
Hey, you know what? You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know what? We need to take a pause. We do have a caller on the line. So let's get into this.
Left me on the soapbox. I was going to go off. Don't leave me out there by myself.
Caller, you're on the air. Who we have here?
This is Dandro.
Say your name again.
This is Dandro.
See, I was so amazed when I heard it the first time. I didn't hear it the second time. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's good, man? I'm sorry I missed that show.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, man. I'm honored to have you here. It's definitely a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead,
Lamont, because I get excited. I can wait.
Okay. This man has been waiting for about a few minutes, and this show has been so up and down. I just don't know what's going on. My daughter chipped in. I don't know how she chipped in. I don't know what's going on. Lives crossing. It's all good, though, because I'm nowhere near.
That's what makes it good.
You know, this is live radio right here.
Yo, first, you know, we definitely want to apologize, man. This show we have, for some reason today, there has been so many technical difficulties with the studio, with the internet, with everything going on, man. So we are thankful for your presence, for your patience. Also, you being a man of God, man, I just commend you. I'm always thankful to be in the presence of our leaders, our saints, our believers, just doing wonderful works on the battlefield, man. I'm thankful to be on the air with you right now as well. So I got to throw that out there.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate you guys having me. I commend you on basically what the statement you just made, because it's so true. 100% through and through, that you can sing for God and you can act like you're walking for God, but if you're not doing it the right way, it's going to be for naught. I try to stay true to my craft and true to my writing, and I write about real situations that's going on in the world, and I get hated on a lot, especially by preachers, because some of the songs that I write is a direct reflection of what's going on with them. But I hold them
Don't
to
let
a
me
very
shout.
High standard. I hold them to a very high standard. Because at any given Sunday, you can preach anywhere to 200 people to 15,000 people. And that's a huge platform, and you need to be held accountable for what's coming out of your mouth. If you're talking about the word, you need to walk the word.
Are we doing that?
I commend you for saying that, because that's true. And a lot of these artists, I haven't been on both sides of the industry. I have platinum plaques for writing for hip-hop artists and R&B artists, and I'm doing my thing independently, because the industry is corrupt. Everybody is for that dollar. And my focus is getting the word out and trying to save as many youth as I possibly can save. And they're not introduced to church, because we're not coming down on their platform to educate them. But we expect them to get going to everything. So that's a very touchy subject for me.
All right. I see where this is going to go, because I feel the fire. So we know we're going to interview. So you know what? This is. I love it. All right. Priscilla, we didn't talk just now. Listen, nothing happened. I never promoted it. I said nothing about his name. We don't know who he is. Nothing. Please tell us who you are, dear sir.
My name is Dandro. I'm an inspirational gospel artist. I've been in the industry for over 27 years. In 2004, I rededicated my life to Christ because I myself wasn't walking right. I had to get myself right before I can even think about doing something in his name, because I don't want to face I'm using his name, and it's not in the right way.
Come on.
I'm funding my own project, my entire project, and I'm taking the battle to the streets. And that's what I'm with now. So my first video that was released was about a pastor that was sleeping with a young lady that he was counseling, a couple that he was counseling. He was sleeping with the wife. And it's called A Christian Cry, Trapped in the Church. And I caught a lot of flack on that video. That's where I'm at with it. My next single will be about domestic violence. So I'm hitting some issues that a lot of churches don't want me to hit. But it ain't about the churches. It's about you can be delivered if you truly surrender everything to God. I'm not talking about surrendering to a man. I'm talking about surrendering to God.
With that being said, hitting controversial issues, you could take a lot of slack, or you could take a lot of criticism and not constructive. So with that being said, we want to know, what is your testimony that led you to this route? Because you have a lot of people that will stray from that, whether it be for the fame or for the fear of what can come from it. So with that being said, can you please tell us your testimony, or what led to this route that God has you on?
Well, I'm also AAU National Girls Basketball Championship coach, and I've seen a lot of this through the years from kids coming to my practice, just talking to me about, you know, what's going on in the house, daddy hitting mommy, mommy hitting daddy, their own sexuality battles. So I've been in the trenches for over 20 years.
Good stuff.
So the testimony is coming through the children that I, over the 250 girls that I helped get D1 scholarships that, you know, battled through school and battled through, you know, learning the game of basketball just to have an outlet. And I'm talking white, black, purple, and green. I ain't talking just African-Americans. I have a lot of Caucasian kids that came through my program as well, a lot of Hispanic kids that came through my program. And these are their voices. This is what they've seen and what they heard. And some of the families that I went in and talked to and led them to some counseling. And not all just through the church. I'm talking about some counselors that do it for a living. So I got two boys, 16 and 12, that I also have to make sure that they get the right message out here. So I'm not sugarcoating anything. It's real life. It's real life. We don't prepare our kids for school. Then they're going to go into some of these schools and they're going to see racism. They're going to see boys kissing boys, girls kissing girls. We have to prepare them for that. The Bible gives you verses where you can prepare your kids. And that's what me and my wife of 18 years, we do. We keep it 100% real. So these are testimonies from, you know, some of the girls that came through my system that came to me about their own sexuality struggles. And, you know, we went and, you know, they came out to their parents with me by their side. You know, so I've been in the trenches with this. This is not a game for me.
Let me interject right there for a second. When you was talking about boys kissing boys, girls kissing girls, I work at a summer camp, and we took the kids to go see a movie called Paranorman, which is a cartoon for kids. It's one of the Pixar animated flicks. And at the end, it introduced homosexuality to the kids.
Wow.
Yes, let me tell you, because the end, the guy with his girl end up liking one of the guys, and she said, well, good, we can go out to a movie. And he would say, great, my boyfriend would love that.
What?
Wow.
Yes, and me and the other teacher that took the kids, it went over the kids' heads, but we saw it instantly. And I was like, really? He said his boyfriend will love the movie. I mean, I was like, wow. So it's amazing, and this is a kid's movie. You know, you would think the guy would have been like, well, my girlfriend would love it. You know, and then she was like, oh, I didn't know you had a girlfriend. But he said, good, my boyfriend will love it. And this is a kid's movie.
And look how they're trying to, you know what? All right, let me stay with the interview. I'm sorry, because I'm going to get on the soapbox, because it's infuriating how they are training our youth through the media, and they're making it acceptable. The spirit is really ticking me off, because the spirit is, I do whatever I want, however I please, even if it's rebellion to God. All right. Sorry. So, Danjo, hey, let's get back to this interview. I'm hyped. Do we have this music? Because we need to, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling, bro. I'm respecting what he's standing for. What's up, bro? Shift this outside and get out the soapbox, because you know me, I'm a rip up this time, and we ain't going to finish this interview, because I'm, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Danjo, now we have your song, Victory. Can you give us a little background with that, about Victory, and once we get into the song, we want you to hang tight, and we'll come back to you, but before we do that, let's get into what does this song mean?
Victory was a song that basically came about, again, one of my basketball players was going through the fact that her father had just left the house, and she was battling with her mom, and what I was telling her is simply that through Christ you can get through anything. Victory is just a song that tells you to call on him in your darkest time, whatever you're going through, and he can get you through it.
okay, let's go ahead and get into that song because we got about 10 minutes left. But, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel Dixon here on the Covenant Cafe, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
thank you for letting you letting us share that song to the world. We definitely appreciate that.
Yes.
I thank you guys for playing that. I really do.
No problem. We definitely have to apologize for having to wrap you up so bad because the time has gone so bad. So, Lace, you know, we got to get the information from you. So
Yo, the song is dope. I love, because that's something the youth are going to bump as well as, man, we are bumping that. The old heads are going to bump it. We're all like 25. We bumping that. I don't know. We all bumping that. I love it. So before you go, what's really important right now, what I need from you, how can we support you? How can we buy your music? Give us your website, Twitter, Facebook. Where is that song available at? Definitely give us the whole nine right now.
Twitter, you can definitely see me on Twitter. It's the at DANDRONOW. Again, that's at Dandro Now. You can hit me on Twitter. If you Google Dandro Now, everything will come up with me. Google Dandro Now, DANDRONOW. Everything will come up. That song will be available next month, mid-month, along with I'm doing an EP that I'm putting out. So it's not available for sale right now.
Okay.
It'll definitely be available by next month. And you can also YouTube me. Just put in Dandro Now on YouTube, and that video that I was telling you about will come up. And definitely, man, just follow me. I'm definitely going to tag your show. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, man. Hey, bro, follow me right now or when you can on Twitter, at Poetic Lace, so I can stay in touch with you. I'm going to follow you right back.
Okay.
But definitely, right. I want to stay in touch with you because we have a lot of areas that are in common, because I didn't look up your bio before the show. So, but we'll chat.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure we play the song again, too. Dope song.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys, man. Be blessed.
No, you too.
All right. Wow. Dope. Man, what a show. What an amazing, powerful show. You know?
Yeah.
It's all good. We got it on. We got it going. We got it all the time. We heard that it has a faith. So, also, we got a word of the day, which is most important. Now, we're going to get to the other point part with the words that we can live by for the week.
Alrighty, the words to live by for this week, I love it. It comes from Isaiah 55, verse 6, and it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Now, I'm saying this to put you in this mindset. What would you do when the day comes where the Bible studies are shut and you get killed for having faith in God? What would you do? How would you handle it? Are you ready for that? So I'm saying that get rooted in God now. Seek him now. And even deeper, don't be on some, well, you know, I'll get saved tomorrow. Or, you know, I'll pray tomorrow. Or I'll do tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised for you. Tomorrow's not promised for any of us. So seek him now while he can be found. Call upon his name while God is near. Because remember, even in the Old Testament, they went to a point where there were no more prophets. And there was no word in the land. There was a famine of the word of God in the land. So, and this is the prophet Isaiah who spoke it. Seek him now. So, even now, history repeats itself. Seek God now while you still can, while there's still breath in your body. Because you don't want to stand before him and he say, "I know you not."
Ladies and gentlemen, this was a great show that never happened. It almost never happened. Here on the Covenant Cafe, but definitely God prevailed. The devil was alive. Like I said, this is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And this is the Covenant Cafe. We still have a few seconds. Man, we'll tell you what, next week we're going to be on fire. We're going to be on fire. So I want you guys to stand back because we really have a whole lot more in store for you guys next week. As every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't that right, Lee?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. No, we're not. Not next week. I have to play next week.
Okay.
And I want to see you guys. God already gave me that first my first play, and God is going to use me mightily. But I won't see you guys next week. Sorry.
Yeah. But we may still have a show. I'm not sure, so we'll see. But we definitely want to keep you guys in the loop of everything. Thanks for joining us here on the Covenant Cafe. You guys have a blessed week.
Glory to God. Deuces.